everybody. Please take a seat. There's plenty of room. We're going to go ahead and try to get started here in a minute. We're on a pretty tight schedule today. So I'd like to welcome everyone to Microsoft. My name is Scott Bounds. I am part of the Microsoft team here out of New York, working on the really concentrating on the Microsoft in the media industry. So So just some details. I'll go through the agenda. So today we have multiple tracks. So this is the sixth floor. If there's a security track at the same time, that's down on five, right around the corner. So definitely take advantage of that. You could switch between tracks if you want to. You should have the full agenda. Also, I know what's really important is Wi-Fi. So hopefully there's a Wi-Fi code. We had it up there. So the network that you connect to is Microsoft Guest. And the code is MSEvent 570U. So I think they'll probably keep putting it up throughout the day. See, anything else? So once again, at the end of the day, we're going to have a networking cocktail reception. So that'll be, hopefully if the weather holds, that'll be up on the seventh floor. We have a nice patio overlooking the city. So rain holds off, we'll be up there. So great. So first of all, you know, welcome to the AI track. And we were putting this together, we were thinking, what are the key things for media that are really up there? And if you watch the news anytime today, you know AI is huge. And how does this come about? Now, if you think about AI, there's really three things that are driving this. And you probably, it really comes down to big compute. You know, think about all Moore's Law, all that stuff in the web, up in the cloud, that compute power, all the data that you can get. And then all these smart algorithms. So this is really driving AI, and you probably see stuff every day, from automated cars to computer vision. You might have saw this app from Microsoft for visually impaired people where you hold up your phone or an iPad, and it tells you what you see, like denotations of money, people. You have computer vision, metadata. All this stuff is really happening. And you know, once again, we are on the forefront of the AI. And even on the other side, you'll see people really starting to worry about AI. We're not all the way to Terminator, but people are starting to worry about Skynet, if you know, ethics around AI. So this is a really huge area. And the one slide that I pulled, a report actually came out. I don't know if you guys ever read McKinsey's reports. They actually came out in June all around AI and really about the push behind this. And if you take a look at the investment that we're seeing in AI. So this was, they had investment last year of just $26 billion to $39 billion. And that's not even, that's just how they get their sources from McKinsey. That's not even factoring in, I think, Microsoft. They looked at two high-tech companies, and they put in $20 to $30 billion. And if you take a look at what's happening, these are going into a couple big areas. And they'll probably sound familiar. The two biggest areas of this funding is, one is machine learning. And media is really an area that really applies to. So one is machine learning. The other is computer vision. So think about why we're here with video, computer vision, what's happening in video and photos and things like that. Those are the huge, big investment areas. And then you look at how the adoption's happening. So AI probably in media today is at the forefront. You know, there are definitely people who are using it, especially when you think about machine learning with all the data we have for, you know, for digital and all that's actually happening. So, you know, and I would say media, especially advertising, is one of the forefronts for people actually using machine learning and big data. So this is definitely at the forefront for our industry. We're probably in the media. We're not as an industry. So definitely a hot area. From a Microsoft standpoint, probably these days, 70% of all my conversations are about AI and cognitive services and machine learning and things you can do in the cloud. So to set that as a context, we really know this is a huge area that a lot of people are very interested in. So today's agenda, this is for this track. So we have a very you know, robust area around here. So we actually have, after us, we have some welcoming remarks from the gentleman from Uyala. Then we're actually gonna have a panel on bots, followed by, you know, we're also gonna have a big keynote around Azure Decision Engine. That's how you, when you ever click on MSN, and there'll be somebody here from Complex, that's how the stories that you actually see are different from what I see versus John sees versus Mike sees versus Susan sees, et cetera. And then also we're gonna have a keynote later this afternoon really about video analytics. That's a computer vision and pulling metadata out. And you'll see a lot of partners here as well who are actually building on these capabilities from the cloud to build into their products. So when you actually see things like Uyala Flex actually pulling metadata in. And then finally, we're going to have a case study later today, too, with Uyala and one of their partners, Zone TV. And then we'll finish up the session here. We'll have some lunch, and then we'll move into the phase two. So this afternoon is actually metadata and video in the cloud. So video in the cloud, we'll have some things more around video, and there's even some AI things that we'll be talking about there as well. So that's the agenda for today. And with that, I'll invite up our guest speaker, and then we'll kick off with the first panel.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. So I'm John Huberman from Ooyala. I'm the CEO. I like to start off, sorry, it's a little loud, with humor, typically. Unfortunately, I can't think of anything funny about AI, other than I can't wait until Alexa finally understands shut the hell up, which is what my son keeps yelling at her every time she thinks we're asking for the weather when you're trying to change channels. But Ooyala, you may know us as one of the leaders in OTT. But the other major product thrust that we have is in the media logistics product called Flex, as Scott just mentioned. And what's really exciting, especially for this audience about Flex, is it allows you to integrate so many of the interesting things that Microsoft and others are working on in AI and leverage them in your day-to-day workflow. We'll be showing that with Zone TV later today. And it's really quite impressive what Microsoft's come up with in terms of video capturing, the video indexer is their product, and many other different products that they've come out with that, again, you look at it and say, well, how can I use that? Well, we give you a way to use that. So I was told we're running late, so I'm going to be quick and moving on to the next presentation, but I'd look forward to meeting you all. We have a booth out front, and I'll be at the noon presentation as well. So with that.
Great. Thank you, Jonathan. And now if we can introduce to the stage John O'Sullivan, Director of Technical Strategy for Media and Communications here at Microsoft. And if the panelists would please approach the stage.
Thanks, John.
We have understanding how bots are used in media and entertainment. Let's give them a big
Thanks, Graham.